I want to start a career in AA.
How long have you been in AA, cuz?
I've been in there since June last year.
But how long have you been in the fellowship?
Well, I've been in fellowship now 15 years.
Jeez, huh?
Yeah, so
how's that been?
Oh, really, really good.
What were you like beforehand?
I was terrible.
Yeah?
Yeah, methylated spirit, orange juice.
Jeez.
Yeah, so I was really, really bad.
Yeah?
You know, a couple driving and drink driving and all this, you know. But I realised I had to make amends for myself. Mm. I went to Galeambo for quite a few years and all that, and they really helped me out. Auntie Irene Bell, she really helped me out. If it wasn't for her, I reckon I would be dead by now. She put me on
double meth, eh, cuz, geez.
That's right, you know, and
that's practically 100. Well, meth is, I used to work in the health service.
Yeah.
And they needed 100% alcohol there. And it's just as potent as that.
Well, Shepparton Base Hospital said I was clinically dead and brain damage from alcohol, from the methylated spirit and orange juice.
Yeah.
But I realised I was wrong for taking it. And like all of us, you know, like when I was younger, I was sniffing glue and whatever, you know. But now I'm old enough, I realise I've actually understood where the danger was in the past and all that. Yeah.
Billy, what does jail do to you? What has it done?
Well, with the programs I do on the career art, the career education.
Is it a positive step or is it a...
It is a positive step.
Or is it a negative step?
To me, it is a positive step because we do get certificates out of it, and also we've got a chance to go to either Broadmeadows TAFE or wherever TAFE you're out in the bush or whatever. Kanga's all around the place, and there is a lot of stuff. Doesn't matter how old you are. You know, Kanga TAFE can give you an education for whatever you like, a social worker, apprenticeship, whatever the guys or women want to do. It's all there for them, you know. And plus we've got our own groups to help us as well, you know.
You know? How long have you been in the system?
6 years.
You know what I mean.
I've been all up.
Yeah.
I'm to 18 years. But that's all the drink driving and alcohol.
So what would you say to, you know, a young kid mucking up at 15, 16 then?
Well, look, if any young kids are out there, like the brothers, you know, nephews and all that, it's not a place to come to. You know, what you've got to do is really pull your socks up and do something for your life. Don't come to prison because it's not a wonderful sight here, you know.
It's hard.
It's very hard. It is very hard, you know. And
what time are you up in the morning, cuz?
Well, we've got to be up 8 o'clock, muster on trap and all this, you know. But I'm usually out when the doors open because I've got things to do and whatever. But it's a thing is, if you want to sleep in, you can sleep in, but, you know, like a lot of the gubs, I just slip their life away. But I want to keep coming to programs on the computer, whatever, you know. Because I never used computers before until I come to prison, you know. And and computers showed me a different life. And, you know, like, here I am 49 years old, never used a computer in my life until I come to prison, you know. But it has actually helped me, you know, because everything these days is computer these days. Like my girls and that, and the grandchildren, they can use them, but not me, you know.
Using the emails and using snail mail.
They're
sending
correct.
An email that takes 2 seconds.
Which is true, you know, like, you know. But, you know, like, there is a lot of here for the brothers and all this, you know.
Yeah.
And especially with Brian.
Well, it's great that even at your age, Bill, that you're sort of giving an insight that these two young fellas sitting here that
that's correct.
really don't see until they get here.
That's correct. Like, I feel sorry for all these young fellas coming in here, you know, like, with their marijuana, the yarny and all this, you know. And a lot of it's...
Everybody has vices, cuz.
That's correct, you know. You're like, you know, but it's sort of sad to see them in this place, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, I've seen brothers in the last 6 years, I've seen them come and go, you know, and I feel like just kicking them in the backside, you know. But it's not up to me to do it, you know. But it's really hard to sort of see these guys coming out all the time. They're out for 6 months, 2 months later, they're back in the system again, you know? And this is wrong, you know, which I think there's got to be an easier way to deal with this, you know, with their versus what their vices they've got, you know? But what we really have to do, us in the community, is to try to get them off the alcohol or drugs or whatever it is. okay? Not to end up in here or get them to do community work somewhere else, you know, to not come into jail, because jail is not the right place for them.